Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Man, that's, like I said, the third time we've talked to Jake Lang from prison. You think, and this is the way usually, if you talk to somebody once, you hear their story, the most impactful time that you hear it is the first time. And if you hear it again, hey, it might still do something to you, but it's that first time it really hits you. With Jake, it's the opposite. His story, I think it's because there just continues to be chapters to it. I mean, going into solitary confinement, being thrown into jail with an MS-13 gang member, and just listening to the way that he shared the gospel, it's powerful. It's so powerful. It reminds me that when everything is gone, that's all that's left is God. I don't want to get to that point. I never want to get to the point where it is all gone, but sometimes that's what God does, because he knows what's most important, and it's him. It's that relationship with him that lasts way beyond anything that's happening now or even this life, and he knows what's most important. Jake has figured that out, man. Jake, sometimes I think he's got it more figured out than most of the people I talk to, because he doesn't have anything else. He doesn't have anywhere else to turn to. Anyway, very, very powerful, and it's a scare, though. It's so positive, but it's also such a warning for where we're headed. I really do believe, based on these things, I mean, these things are really happening in America right now, that if Donald Trump doesn't win this election, you're going to see more and more jailing of political dissidents in ways that we never thought we'd see in our lifetime in the United States. This is what happens when you vote for socialism. It doesn't matter where it is. It always happens, no matter where and no matter when. A socialist ideology, which is it's like almost a default. It's like if you don't have in America, a constitutional ideology or a Christian ideology or Judaic Christian worldview, it's like this is where everything goes. It just goes to socialism, because it's like you just want some sort of greater power than you to be over you, and that becomes government instead of God. If the socialists / communists, whatever you want to call them, win this election, that is the natural progression of things, that they will squash dissent even more. They will jail people who get really out of line more and more and more. You're going to see it more. And it shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, this is the natural way that things go. So it's not as if I'm in love with Donald Trump. And it's amazing. There are so many people that I talk to who are in that boat. You know, I actually like Donald Trump's personality in some ways, but I know a lot of people who really don't. I mean, he drives them crazy, and they're still going to vote for him because they can see the stuff that we're talking about right now. You know what's funny is Mark Reardon is one of them. You know, I'm thinking a lot of people in my life, but Mark Reardon on the afternoons on 97.1 is one of those people. He can't stand Trump. We talk in between the Annie Fry show and Mark Reardon. There's like 3 minutes there where sometimes we can catch each other, and we just go in these like super deep, quick conversations, and then he's got to run and I got to run. And Donald Trump drives that guy nuts. But he said, I've never been more committed to vote for the guy. He didn't even vote for him in 2016. He says he did with his nose held in 2020. But he said this year, he'd crawl over broken glass to vote for him because of the way that the country's gone. He kind of is the last stopgap between us and going there. Because if he doesn't, and I'll talk about this in the next segment a little bit, if he doesn't win, the institutions that we have that are still kind of hanging on right now will be snapped. I'm going to wait because I do want to talk about that more. But right now, you know, it's kind of we've got God and country here is the theme, and I'm fine with that. I probably should do that every week. little bit of a diversion here, but...
Wow, Wiggins America.
Well, I used to work in Christian radio. We promoted a lot of Christian movies, which means I've seen a lot of bad Christian movies. I've also seen a couple of good ones. So when I saw that Film Threat, which never, ever gives faith-based movies a good review, gave this movie an 8 out of 10, I said, well, we got to talk to the writer and director of For Profit then to find out why he's getting good reviews when Christian movies typically don't. Mark Stewart Iverson is here. Hello.
Hello, Ryan. How are you today?
Great. So tell us why For Profit, and it's spelled as you would expect, Profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, For Profit. Why is this movie, you know, standing out above all other Christian movies?
Well, I would probably have to say that I put forth the effort to make a great film first and foremost. I love faith movies, but I think a lot of them fall short because they focus only on the message and they don't focus on the cinematography, on the acting, on the performances, on the script. You know, they push the message, which is great, which is important, but they forget about the filmmaking tools. And I am a filmmaker first and foremost, and God tasked me to tell this story, and he wanted to make sure that it was a good movie, not only a great message.
Yeah, nobody sits down to watch a movie or pays to go sit in a movie where they know that I want to go hear a message. You know, for the most part, people want to go hear a story or be entertained. And so when you approach it from that angle, tends to have good things happen. And then, you know, the faith kind of comes out. Tell us a little bit about what For Profit is about.
Yeah, so it is a modern day It's a Wonderful Life in its essence. It's about a man tasked by an angel to save his hometown, and he has a demon that's been attached to him as well. So it becomes this angel versus demon kind of story. Is he crazy? Is he not? Is he going to follow the angel voices? Is he going to be tempted by the demon? And there's a lot of comedy, a lot of drama, a lot of inspiration. But the pitch is, in essence, It's a Wonderful Life, modern day. And I think it's very, very relevant, just like It's a Wonderful Life is still relevant. You know, it was made in 1946, and yet today it still holds true with a lot of the issues that are going on in America, in small towns, in families, in communities. And I really wanted to tap into that and tell this story.
Mark, would you put this movie into like a dramatic genre or scary? Or I mean, where would you put it on the spectrum of genre?
Well, it's absolutely a faith movie. Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that. It certainly has those spiritual elements. There's a lot of theological talk, obviously angels and demons, spiritual warfare. But what we tend to call it is a faith comedy. It's got a lot of great drama as well. There are some kind of scary moments with the demon. The demon definitely does get demonic, which is kind of the point.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things that is a bit of a genre bender as well. You know, my lead actress who plays the Archangel Raphael, one, she's absolutely incredible. Objectively, she pops off the screen. She is absolutely hilarious. But she also brought up the fact that this, to her, always was a genre-bending kind of film because it is a comedy, it has great drama, but it has those deep faith elements as well. And I think that's one of the reasons why something like a Film Threat really, really liked the film, because they saw layers to it, which I think was a major goal for us.
You guys have won a ton. I can't even read all of them because the list is too long of film festival awards. So I'm looking forward to seeing, and I love genre benders. So looking forward to seeing For Profit. If anybody's listening and they want to see it too, where can they go?
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first and foremost, go right on to Amazon. If you got it, you know it, you love it, go there, check it out, For Profit on Amazon. But we are across platform, so we are on digital and cable video on demand right now. So if you like to watch on iTunes, Apple Play, Google, Vimeo, YouTube. We're there for rent and download. And then also, if you like going to your cable box or your dish, DirecTV, Comcast, all those, you can go ahead and rent or own on demand now.
Mark Stewart Iverson is the writer and director of For Profit. If you'd like to go see it, make sure you spell profit correct. It's For P-R-O-P-H-E-T, the way that you would expect Christian profit to be spelled. Mark, thanks for your time.
Ryan, thank you so much. Bless you, sir.
This is Wiggins America. We have one more segment. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.